here's a story from The World.
Ghana is famous for its textiles, full of vibrant colors and striking repeating patterns. But if you look more closely at the fabric produced in recent months by one Ghanaian textile company, you'll notice something unusual about those patterns. They're padlocks, airplanes, keys. This series of fabric designs was inspired by the coronavirus pandemic. The Reverend Stephen Kofi Badu is the marketing director at Textiles Ghana Limited in Timma, Ghana. Stephen, describe some of the designs in this series. What kind of motifs are we seeing?
We looked at the lockdown measures that were put in place by the president, President Nana Akufo-Addo. So we came up with motifs that suggest or that depict some of the measures. So for example, one of the images is the use of plane, the plane engine in the way it's saying that airplanes were all grounded. No flights were allowed in or out of the country.
I know one of your designs shows a pattern featuring a round pair of glasses. What's the significance of that?
We got that inspiration from President Nana Akufo-Addo. Since March this year, he's been addressing the nation through televised broadcast. And every time he comes to address the nation, he has a trademark spectacle, very small rounded spectacles that he wears. And that stands out in his face. And so for us, that became like the key motif to represent his leadership and how he managed the whole COVID-19 pandemic in our country.
I want to ask you what inspired this series. I mean, you're putting images into your fabric that relate to a pandemic, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of depressing and sad. Why bring images of that to fabric and textiles in Ghana? Ghana is so famous for its textiles.
It's a question that almost everybody asks. Why did we even think about putting an image of something that is so bad into a fabric? As a company, we are storytellers. We tell our stories through designs and colors. Okay, so in Ghana, almost every major things that happen, we try to express that through our designs. So the question we ask ourselves is, how do we tell the story of COVID-19 in a positive light? How do we put a positive twist to this whole pandemic? And so far, it's been received quite well.
Has the textile industry in Ghana been hit hard by the pandemic?
Yes, the pandemic indeed slowed down sales drastically. Prior to the pandemic, we were selling an average of about 1 million yards per month. By the close of the month of March, our sales had dropped to about over 100,000. And so really, it affected us really, really badly. So for us, the introduction of our new collection sort of brought some energy, fresh, positive energy to the industry. People were just enthused about the whole idea of a COVID-inspired fabric. And out of that curiosity, people felt, let them get a piece just to remember, show it to my children, show it to my grandchildren. That once upon a time, something like COVID-19, a pandemic of this nature, came upon the world. So I think that's what inspired a lot of people to go out there and pick a piece to keep for memory.
I understand that you have a series of new COVID-inspired designs. What can we expect to see?
We call this collection, which we introduced the 1st of September, we call it This Too Shall Pass. For example, the first design has motifs that depict movement from a state of barrenness to a better state of flourishing. So you'll find like a tree. For half part of the tree, the leaves are all withered and it's very barren and there's a drought all around. The other half of it, it shows a flourishing tree, you know. So basically it's to say that, yes, today there is barrenness, there's drought, there's famine, everything is withered. But there is hope that once the rains come, this same tree would flourish. So it's a way of giving Ghanaians and indeed the world at large hope that we will survive this COVID.
The Reverend Stephen Kofi Badu is the marketing director for Textiles Ghana Limited. He's been speaking to us from Timma, Ghana. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, too.